Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Mr. Alan Pittman, Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Albert.
And joining us in our conversation is Sully Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice and former Acting Associate Director for Human Capital at the Office of Personnel Management. Good morning, Sully.
Good morning, Al.
Alan, perhaps you could start by giving our listeners an overview of the history and the mission of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
It would be more than my pleasure to do so. Veterans Affairs actually was established through an executive order creating an agency by President Hoover in 1930. In 1989, we became a cabinet-level department under President Reagan.
Could you give us a sense of the scale of the VA? Also, how is it organized, the size of its budget, the number of full-time employees, and its overall geographic footprint?
Absolutely. VA has 235,000 employees, and that fluctuates every month. Typically, it goes up to about 238,000, drops down by 234, but we're currently about 235,000 employees. Of the 235,000 employees, just to give you additional information, we have approximately 190,000 employees that are members of unions. So that's to take it into consideration. The VA itself is broken into three major operating groups. We are kind of different than the rest of the government that we're actually an operating company if you look at us as a business entity. We have Veterans Health Administration that has the largest component of employees, approximately 190,000 employees. Then we have Veterans Benefits Administration, and then we also have the National Cemetery Administration. And then the remainder would be the staff offices supporting those three operational groups. We have 1,598 locations made up of 156 hospitals, 877 outpatient clinics, 136 nursing homes, 43 residential rehabilitation treatment programs, 207 readjustment counseling centers, 57 Veterans Benefits regional offices, and 122 national cemeteries.
Alan, perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about your specific role as the Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration and also as the Chief Human Capital Officer. Could you tell us a little bit about the areas under your purview, the organizations, the size, the budget, the resources available to you?
I have five program areas. There's human resources, there's labor relations management, there's administration, there's diversity management, and then the Office of Resolution Management. I have reporting into those five program areas. I have approximately 550 employees. And I have a budget responsibility for around $101 million.
Alan, I want to shift the focus now and ask you to describe your career path for our listeners. How did you begin your career? Could you talk about your experiences and also what drew you to this critical position at the VA?
Well, I may go back a little further than what you anticipate by that question, but I think I have to set the stage. I actually was a money and banking major in college. I went to the University of Arkansas. I had returned from Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I was on the GI Bill. And majoring through money and banking, I reached the last semester of my eligibility under the GI Bill and was running out of money, and I had to take one class that was remaining my core criteria in reference to my major. Unfortunately, there wasn't anyone available to teach that class, so I switched to personnel management. That's how I got into personnel management. Upon graduation, I started interviewing within the area that the University of Arkansas is located in, which is Northwest Arkansas. Unfortunately, the only jobs I was receiving came from Tyson Foods. And at that time, the offer that I was given was actually $2,000 less than the poverty level. And my dad, who was a family physician, here comes a tie as far as health care, suggested that possibly I get into pharmaceutical sales. So I ventured into that arena as far as that industry sector, and I went to work for American Cyan and Mid-Lateraly Laboratories and eventually for Pfizer Labs. So I became a pharmaceutical detail man. In my background in the military, I was a hospital corpsman. Again, you'll soon see there's a threat of health care. So I was able – I was a caregiver in the service, obviously, even though it was in a combat-oriented environment. But with pharmaceutical sales, I started understanding pharmacology. After I left Pfizer and went to work in the private sector, I went to work at a hospital where I was a personnel manager. I eventually went to work with Fluor Corporation, which was an engineering construction organization. And that was one of the best moves I made, principally because it was so fundamentally sound in reference to its training and development organizations. And from a human resources component, they soon put me into a fast-track program where they wanted to make a general manager out of me. But in order to do that, I had to complete all the various disciplines within human resources. And at Fluor Corporation, they had everything but labor relations. So therefore, I became a fundamental human resources technician in that I've been in every discipline that there is within human resources, either as a technician or a supervisor or a manager. With that, then I soon went on down the road in human resources, but I was soon contacted in the early 80s by a gentleman that I worked with for about 22 years. And we started two companies, both in healthcare, both were ambulatory care, but one was home infusion, and the other one, the last one, was U.S. Oncology, which was a cancer-based, community-based organization for the treatment of cancer. That's really helped me out. The background that I had created a situation for me in these operational companies that we started up, not only maintaining the direct responsibility for human resources, but also being the operating executive within those two organizations. So I bring a different fit into the government in that I'm a true operational executive and have been for over 20 years. However, I'm also a human resources professional. And I think that's always important. When you look at a career in human resources, it's unusual to have someone that understands healthcare to the degree that I do and can apply it through a human resources aspect.
Alan, with such a fascinating background and wealth of experiences, I'm curious, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role, and how has this informed your current management approach and leadership style?
Well, it's been beneficial from this respect. I think that, you know, I am a political appointee. And with that, a political appointee comes into an environment that the majority of, at least 98% or 99% of the employee base, are career employees. At the VA, we only have 15 political appointees. So we're treating veterans. This is not political. This is an apolitical environment. So with that, the fact that I have this experience, it brings credibility. So when I talk, I bring credibility from the standpoint of, again, understanding the business and able to relate the business to a human resources decision or strategy. And that's been most important. The other aspect, too, in those two organizations in particular that I referenced about starting up, we had approximately 40, 45 acquisitions in those two organizations. So needless to say, when you acquire an organization and try to transform and transition those two organizations together, it's very, very difficult. So it requires a lot of selling experience and be able to sell the program. But more importantly, you have to work collaboratively and participatively. I am a collaborator in reference to my management ability. In addition to that, I believe in participation. That's where ownership comes in as far as whatever strategy or initiative you may have, and ownership by those that are participating in that initiative. I think that's been crucial because it's such a short time to be able to come into the VA to hopefully impact and move that organization from a collaborative standpoint to where it should be.
Fantastic. What is the VA's human resource strategy? We will ask Alan Pittman, Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration and Chief Human Capital Officer of the VA, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.